Good morning, you all.
Morning.
It is a joy to be together, is it not, in the house of the Lord as a part of Bethel Christian Fellowship?
Yes.
Wanda, we are delighted you're here with us. Be sure to meet Wanda. She is a joy, a joy. So we are so delighted that Wanda is with us. A warm welcome to everyone here today. Maria is back with us. Praise his holy name. It's a full house, and I am delighted it is a full house, because we are beginning a new series on the six signs. Do you see the six signs? These are our visual aids. They are our instructional guides. They help us to understand who we are and why we are here. And this morning we begin with the first sign. It's all about divine providence. As we move from divine providence after this morning's ministry, we head on into sovereign grace. From sovereign grace, it's all about God's steadfast love. And because of his steadfast love, we have a persevering faith that gives us an enduring hope that leads us to eternal glory. This is who we are as blood-bought saints here at Bethel Christian Fellowship. You do remember my dear friend Reeves Garrity, right? Reeves was here. He was preaching for me for a number of weeks. He heard about these six signs, and he says, oh, this must be like something like the six stations of the cross. No. We're going to have to leave Reeves Garrity, a.k.a. St. Patrick, behind this morning, because we're not talking about the six stations of the cross. We're talking about the six signs. They are visual aids. They are beautifully designed to help us understand what it means to trust and rejoice in and give thanksgiving unto our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning you have a copy of this morning's message. It's all about divine providence. All things come from his hand. This is the first in a series of six messages all about the beauty and joy of gathering together and learning more about our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus. Can you believe all of these messages are going to be printed out? And once we go from this format, we're going into a booklet or pamphlet format. These will be Bethel's pamphlets, Bethel's booklets. And as the signs grow and the messages increase, we're going to have more and more booklets that we're going to make available to however many people want to hear these wonderful, wonderful truths. So welcome all this morning. It's just a delight. And I've been gearing up for this. I've been waiting for this. But looking at these signs every single Lord's Day and saying, I can't wait to get started. And this morning it's all about divine providence. All things come from his hand. All right. Now, before we do anything further, of course, we're going to have a time of prayer. These are important days in the life of our country and in the life of our church. So by way of introduction to our prayer time, which Brother Ron Shumate is going to leave in just a moment, I want you to turn with me, please, to Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs chapter 21. This is all a part of God's providence. It's all a part of divine providence. And as we come before our great God today in anticipation of an election day coming up, I want you to look with me, please, at Proverbs 21 and verse 1. This is all about divine providence. Proverbs 21 and verse 1. Oh, by the way, if you've been reading through the book of Proverbs each day of the month, you would have come across Proverbs 21 this past Monday, October 21st. Yes? Proverbs 21 and verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases. We're about to see this unfold before our very eyes this coming election day, a week from Tuesday. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases. We have the responsibility to get out and to vote, but we are trusting in the providence of God that he leads and directs, and if God is so pleased, change the course of our country by giving us a new administration. We are trusting in his providence. A number of us were gather together on Thursday night at the First Choice Women's Resource fundraising banquet. This was an unbelievable experience. Amen. How many banquets have I been to? How many chicken dinners have I been served? Forget about all of that. The speaker was unbelievable. This is a medical doctor, a surgeon, who had an unbelievable presentation about the life within the womb of the mother. And we saw videos of surgeons opening up the womb of the mother, pulling out the baby's hand, opening up the baby's heart, opening up the baby's brain, and doing surgery on the babies as they're in the womb yes. of the mother. Yes. The surgery is done. The mother's sewed back up. The baby's carried to term, and out that baby comes, normal and healthy as ever. Amen. It was unbelievable. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you because there is absolutely no excuse for any born-again, Bible-believing Christian to ever vote for any candidate that supports abortion. Amen. There is no excuse for that. Now, what does that mean for us today? Well, my dear friends, it means very, I'm so sorry to tell you this. It means there's no born-again, Bible-believing Christian that can ever vote today for a Democrat. Every single Amen. Democrat on the ballot in this state is for abortion on demand. Amen. Oh, and by the way, don't think I'm just bashing Democrats. We have a Republican senatorial candidate who's the worst of all candidates coming before us. He is not only pro-choice, he just happens to be married to his husband, Will. Forget about voting for any senatorial candidate in the Garden State coming up on Tuesday, November the 5th. It's hideous what's before us. But we do have choices when it comes to other candidates, especially our presidential candidates. Yes. And I'm hoping and praying that in God's providence, the Church of Jesus Christ rallies to the cause and gets serious about voting against any candidate that is pro-choice. You may not like the alternatives all that much, but we are in the fight for our lives. And our vote, it counts against anyone who's running for abortion on demand. By the way, in that banquet, $456,000 they were raised in support of the pro-life ministry. It's unbelievable. $456,000, and I'm happy to say that Bethel Christian Fellowship had just a small part to play in that huge amount of money that was raised. It was a beautiful, beautiful evening. It's a beautiful time to be alive and to be a Christian and to be able to support candidates who are for life. Within the womb. Yes. If you ever doubt a baby is not a baby in the womb, I just go see these videos. Little hands coming out of the mother's wombs. Unbelievable. Don't tell me this is a fetus. It is a beautiful, beautiful baby. Unbelievable. Brother Ron Shoemate, you were with us that Thursday night. I know you're just as excited as I am about what we saw and what we heard. We're asking you to come on up and lead us in a reading of the psalm. Any thoughts you would like to share with us as well before you lead us in prayer? Amen. All right?
Yes. Amen.
All right. Do you have your own recording? Or am I going to leave this recording on? Am I leaving this recording on? I'm leaving it on. Come on up here, Brother Ron Shoemate.
All right. Amen.
All right.
The baby is a patient. No matter how small they are. That was the saying, right? The baby is a patient, no matter how small they are. They're a person.
Amen. Right. Amen.
If what we saw showed the fact of how that doctor, it was unbelievable. Opening up the mother, and the baby has an anesthesiologist so the baby doesn't feel any pain. So, and the mother has a separate one as well. And it just shows you, you know, the truth that baby is a patient no matter how small they are, they're patient. And how he spoke about how life began at conception, how these lights glow in the mother's womb when that conception comes together. It's amazing. It's amazing. I got to look at this again and again. It's just wonderful to hear, know, and see that. And it helps equip us better to defend the rights of the unborn child. Amen?
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
We're going to be praying today for the national election because that's important. You know, because if every Democrat is against the baby coming to full term, that's something we should not be voting for at all. We should be turning our heads against that and voting for that which is going to declare the rights of the unborn. So let's remember that, and the president that we know will do us right to vote for that particular president. And the attorney general who is fighting against First Choice and all those clinics that serve the unborn child and that mother,
Yes. You
know, we got to continue to pray that God would shut that down, that does not go no further, and that the judge would hear the truths and, you know, judge it correctly like it should be judged. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, look, I'm going to chapter 37 of the book of Psalms. Psalm 37. Before I go into prayer, I'll be reading from verses 1 to 11. Verses 1 to 11. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. Let's go before the Lord. Dear Father, we just thank you for who you are. We thank you for the privilege of coming before your throne and bowing down before your majesty, your glory. We honor you. We acknowledge you. For there is no other one but you. There is no other one whom we would bow to. We do not bow to idols or things of this world or in this life. God, we see you beyond, Lord, that which we see with our natural eyes, oh God. We know you, Lord, interfere and interrupt all things for your purposes, for your glory. So we thank you for just for who you are, oh God. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. We thank you, Father, for rescuing us, delivering us, bringing us, yes, Lord, into the family, yes, of God. And we thank you for the family of Bethel,
yes,
here. How you blessed each and every one, Lord, under the sound of my voice. Lord, you know our name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for bringing us close and nigh unto yourself, O Father. Continue to have us to seek your face, seek your will, seek your word, and not just what we want, but what you would have us want, because it is all about you. Father, we thank you for the word that's coming forth today. Lord, the word of providence. Lord, let us have ears to hear what you're saying so we could be better equipped to live a life that is pleasing as a soldier in the army of the Lord. Have us to walk by faith and not by sight. Cause this thing to be more real to us than it was yesterday. that we live a life that's of obedience. Oh God, we give you all the glory and the honor. Dear Father, we ask you, Lord, to look upon this national election that is coming up on November 5th. Lord, that our hearts and minds would be raised, oh God, to see the truths. And Lord, and show up, oh God, and vote for those candidates that line up with our beliefs of the scripture, oh God. Let us not vote for those candidates, Lord, that going to do wrong against all things that we stand for, Father. Have us, Lord, to have our wit about us to do that which is right according to your word, Father. And we pray, oh God, also that you would, Lord, stay the hand of the Attorney General. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you would cause an upset, that you would, Lord, cause the stopping of what he's trying to do and who he's trying to influence. Lord, let the people of God not fear nor be afraid, oh God, but stand in the holy place and trust you and believe you, Lord, and continue to pray in faith, Lord, that you would turn things around, oh God, for what he is trying to do to us, oh God. Father, we give you all the glory and all the honor. We pray for the staff of all, Lord, the clinics as such as First Choice, that you would just bless them, Lord. Encourage their hearts, Lord, in spite of the difficulties, Lord. God, we pray, Lord, and bless all the leaders of First Choice, Lord, and strengthen them, oh God, and the legal team that represents, Lord, these particular clinics, oh God, that you, Lord, would bring them to a place, Lord, that they can speak truth to the judge and the counsel, oh God, put it in their hearts and their mouths, Lord, that they speak, Lord, with conviction and the truth that you've given them to speak. Lord, we thank you, Father. And again, we thank you for today's time that we'll have before you, oh God, and we pray that our ears are hearing what you would have to minister to us through your under shepherd. Yes, we give you all the glory and all the honor in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.